Whether you're walking barefoot in the snow, escaping for a walk on your lunch break, or trekking halfway across the world for a lush view, it feels good when we unplug and connect to our simpler side. If only our everyday nutrition were that simple. It's time to simplify your wellness routine with Ka'Chava. Getting the nutrition we need from that graveyard of supplements in our cupboards is often overcomplicated. Just 2 scoops of Ka'Chava's all-in-one nutrition shake, and you've got 25 grams of protein, 6 grams of fiber, greens, adaptogens, and so much more. Plus, it actually tastes delicious. No fillers, no nonsense. Just the good stuff your body craves. So instead of adding to your backstock of supplements that overpromise and underdeliver, keep it simple with just 2 scoops that have the highest quality ingredients. Simplify your nutrition at ka'chava.com and use code NEWS. New customers get $20 off an order of 2 bags or more now through January 31st. That's ka'chava, K-A-C-H-A-V-A.com, code NEWS.
Below deck this week, it was saucy. And I nearly did a welfare check on you because I love it. I am... This is what I want. I don't want to watch people work. If I wanted to watch people work, I watch like an actual show, you know, like The Block or like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't want to watch just the guests and then they have like a tiny snippet of a night out. And that's what Below Deck fell into for a little bit. It was a very structured format that they followed on every single type. Now I feel like they've listened to the fans. They've jazzing this one up a little bit. So we're getting a background. We see the people's Instagram feeds. We had the first episode where we got introduced to the cast. They've gone and stayed in an actual villa. And now, oh my goodness. So there's a love octagon or something happening. There's 2 lesbians on the boat. Kyle is doing sex in a bathroom with a lady.
That was so confronting to see him just go up to her basically at the bar, say you're beautiful, and then they both head off into a bathroom to, what word should I say, have intercourse in this dirty bathroom and then just come back to dinner with your shirt on inside out.
And they're on the beach for a little bit.
So they were doing it using protection. It was just like we were witnessing someone so drunk they had really no control over their actions. I felt a bit weird.
They were 2 consenting adults.
They were.
I want that in my reality TV. I love it where they're singing happy birthday to him and he's not even there and then they're showing the photo and she's on the floor and everyone's like, and Fraser was like, I don't want to hear. So there's that controversy that happened. Then also apparently he was at the nude beach with the previous mob wives kind of charter guests. And on the night when he was out drinking, he was saying that he slipped it in while he was holding the lady. Then he denied it and then he said maybe he did.
Yeah, he's repeated it multiple times. And I don't care what he says. I know that when he has been pulled up by Captain Kerry and asked, did you do this with the charter guest, whose husband was back on the boat, mind you?
Was he there?
Oh, no, he was. Was he asleep on the beach? He was in the vicinity.
But there was people, like,
I know. He did it. I don't care what he says. He did it. You cannot be that drunk and keep repeating that and not mean it. I reckon he did it.
And then he said, that's why our tip was so low. So did she tell the husband? And to be honest, I was, you know, this sounds disgusting. They keep showing the scene of him holding her in the water. And I'm like, what can I see what's, like, they're not going to show that. But what's wrong with me? I was trying to crack the case open.
Oh,
it's disgusting. But I
am fresh TV, though.
And he's not been fired. And you know what? I don't want him to be fired because he's the kind of person that I want, the messiness. Because, again, it was 2 consent. Like, she's married. It shouldn't have happened. But she was consenting. There was nothing weird about it. I think this season is killing it with the new format. And I am loving it. You can stream all the seasons of Below Deck all the previous ones, so you know what we're talking about on Hey You. But this current one, I really think that they're killing it.
Reality Mums acknowledges the traditional owners of lands and waters that this podcast is recorded on.